Welcome, everyone, to our special edition tonight to talk about Journey to Gold. We're going to have so many wonderful people here with us to talk about it. Many radio stations are going to be joining us and all this other fun stuff, and I'm very, very excited. So let's welcome Malia McKinney right now. Hello, Malia.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I am good, and you?
I am doing amazing. I'm very excited to talk about Journey to Gold. I'm very excited.
Indeed, indeed. What an honor it is to be a part of this whole wonderful new program on radio. And
I agree.
Yeah, in search of the great talent out there otherwise would go unnoticed.
Absolutely. That's what we're here for. I'm very excited to hear all of the amazing artists' stories. And we also get to hear the music that they submit. So it's going to be very exciting, which we'll talk a little bit later. I'm very excited
Absolutely.
About it.
Absolutely. Yes, I am too. I am too.
Definitely.
A lot of good things going on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great stuff.
Yeah, and I actually really quick, I want to mention you're one of the judges too for this Dream Quest Challenge, right?
Actually, yes, I am. I was approached by CJ. And
mm-hmm.
she thought it would be a good idea to have someone who's had some experience in the industry as a songwriter, working
mm-hmm.
with many professional artists, as well as being a business owner and bringing those two pieces together. So, yes, I'm going to be a judge, Josie, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
It is going to be a lot of fun. You're going to do an amazing job, as you always do. No doubt about it.
Aw, thank you, sweetie.
You're,
and I understand
no.
you're playing a major role in this project.
I'm very excited. I'm actually, for people who don't know, I'm the host for season one of Dream Quest Challenge on Journey to Gold. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm very excited to hear all the music and talk to, hear the stories. That's what I'm most looking forward to.
Yeah, you know, sometimes, Josie, there are so many amazing, amazing stories out there of
mm-hmm.
hardship, yet that belief in oneself, which, you know, I'm huge on, is
mm-hmm.
That little piece that pushes them to continue their dream. And that's why I am so supportive of Journey to Gold, because that's what it's all about. There's a lot of talent programs out there, but none unlike Journey to Gold. They're in search of those that have had a struggle but continue to find their way to the gold, which is their
mm-hmm.
dream.
Absolutely, and that's what Journey to Gold is about, and which is why I'm so honored to even be a part of it, to be a part of the team.
Well, being a host is more than being part of the team. It's being the leader, and I think you're ready for it, Josie. You've come a long way yourself. You've got quite a story on your own. It's an amazing, amazing thing that you have done as well.
CJ Johnson is going to also join us. And I think she is here. So are you ready? Let's put her on.
Absolutely. Bring her on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. It's so
Hi.
Great to finally hear your voice and get to talk to you. Heard so much.
Well, I am so honored to be here, and I am just ecstatic beyond words myself. So, thank you
mm-hmm.
so much for slotting this time for us to talk about Journey to Gold. I am just beside myself.
I am very beside myself to even be a part of this, and I want to, you know, get to know you a little bit better. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how
oh,
you got involved?
Mm-hmm. Of course. I come from a musical family. My father is a jazz musician, and so I was trained on classical piano at the age of 4 and started playing the guitar at 12 and wrote my first song, and essentially bantered around in the studios in L.A. for about for a short period, 4 or 5 years or so, and then I decided to leave the industry and pursue other opportunities that were presenting themselves. But I always promised, you know, music has always been a big part, and actually in my heart, it's been a big part of my life,
mm-hmm.
and I promised myself that someday that I would, you know, come back to the business, not knowing really what that meant, but I always felt in my heart that it was something I would do, not knowing really how that was going to happen. And as life would have it, after, you know, a couple careers and the internet has completely changed the music industry from when I was an artist. And there's just so much opportunity and there's just so much talent just, you know, flailing out there on the internet because they're busy following their dream and their passion. And I just have been very moved to bring them on board as part of the show. The original show started off essentially, I came to Maui about 3 years ago and restarted my life in 60 days. I just went back, sold everything. It's part of my story on how I essentially restarted my life.
Wow.
And it was just, there were a couple close friends who shared with me that they were inspired to make changes, life changes, that they had been putting off for years by just watching me go through my process. And I had no idea. There are millions of people out there, especially with the economy the way it is, and what has happened, that we are all in a state of flux in one way or another. And that is essentially, the show really started off from the death of a very close friend of mine. And he was 47 years old. He died of a massive heart attack. And it was because he ultimately, to make a long story short, couldn't allow himself to change his path because it was no longer working for him.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially that's how the show started. And then because of my musical background, I integrated or added to the show format independent artists who are out there because I felt really compelled to be able to offer as much exposure as possible to these wonderfully talented individuals who otherwise really don't have a venue to be able to have people hear their message and their music.
Right. Absolutely.
So,
and that's what this is about. And I just have to say it's incredible just how amazing this is and just how incredible you are to even do something like this. I think it's so cool.
Well, I really appreciate all the support that, you know, it's not something that you can do alone. And I am just so thrilled about your involvement in with the Dream Quest Challenge part of the show, which I'll get into that, and which is exactly, you know, how artists can participate and essentially submit their music for consideration. Then there's, you know, the judges, the wonderful judges like Malia and Polly and Lou and the sponsors that have come forward. It is just incredible how when you put something out there and you just talk about it and you talk to everybody about it. And what happens is the universe brings people, like-minded people to you. Like Malia, in my opinion, is like one of our angels.
Agreed.
You know, and it is just really a miracle. It's one of those miracles in life, I believe, how when everyone is on the same path and the flow is there, it's life changing and it's mind blowing.
Well, I was just gonna say it just all just comes together, which I think is incredible, especially if you have one dream and then you find other people who have that same dream, as you mentioned, and then it just comes into this, and that is Journey to Gold.
It really is, and it develops a life of its own. It really does. And I think the key is to be able to stay flexible, because we have certain images or certain perceptions in our mind of our vision and what we see. And it's so important to stay open to what it really is supposed to be. And that is how Journey to Gold has come to, that is how it has become what it is today. Because I could not have told you 7 months ago when this first started that it was going to be what it is today. I mean, it is just incredible how all of this has come into reality, actually.
Absolutely. And Journey to Gold, when you go to the website, www.journeytogold.com, people could actually see that there's different segments of the show. Of course, Dream Quest Challenge, which we're talking about today, but also you have different segments for the show that people can enjoy. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. The other segment is called A New Attitude, and essentially that segment is where we share the stories of people who have stepped outside the box, which is kind of like the theme and the tagline of the show, and changed their life. These are people who have inspirational stories to share that hopefully can transcend the radio wires and the internet wires and be able to, if one person can just hear something that they need to hear, to be able to take that extra step toward the life that they want to see for themselves, then that part of the show has accomplished what we hope for it to do. These are people who have, they come from all walks of life. They're everyday people from different professions, from the janitor who becomes the artist to the, you know, to the mother who starts a successful business after her children have gone off to college. There are experts who are also featured on this segment of the show who offer solutions to people who are struggling with challenges or in the middle of making changes in their life. These are financial experts, nutritional, anything that can contribute to us essentially living the best life we can live and being true to who we are. So there are even best-selling authors that are featured on that part of the show.
Wow, that is so cool.
And then we have, of course, the Dream Quest Challenge, which is I'm just so stoked that you have the time and are able to be our host for that segment. I can't tell you how excited I am about your involvement with the show.
My pleasure. I'm excited. Thank you for having me.
Well, we've got a lot of, you know, we have independent artists who have already submitted their music to that segment of the show. And the whole purpose of this segment, as I said earlier, is to get their message out to the masses. We have 4.5 million subscribers on the Voice America Network that we are going to be promoting to. And hopefully... I believe that many of those subscribers will be drawn to the show and will be able to hear the music of these artists. And then there are all of the other fans and voters that, online users that are out there that are part of your group, your listeners and people who follow you consistently. As well as the judges, and then we've got Journey to Gold has a little fan club, and so hopefully through the collaboration, because I truly believe in a collaborative effort, and I believe in a collaborative society. I think the sky is the limit.
It's true. It is true. And for people who now are, you know, so stoked about this, and our artists themselves, how can they get involved? And sign up for the Dream Quest Challenge. What do they need to do?
They can go to journeytogold.com, and on the home page there is a banner, actually, with your photo on it, which says Dream Quest Challenge 2012. They can either click on that banner or click on the Dream Quest Challenge button to the lower left, which will take them to the page where they can click one more time through the logo and start the process to submit their entry. We're accepting up to 2 entries per artist because several of our artists are also songwriters. And then their entry will be, once it's approved, of course, there is no profanity or violence accepted. So there are certain criteria it will need to pass. But usually most of the submissions, from what I've seen, are approved without a problem. And once they're approved, they're published to the website for online voters to listen to the entries, listen to the music. And October 26th is when voters will be able to start voting on their favorite artist and their favorite song.
Yes, which I know everyone is going to be very excited because we know how the fans love to support their favorite artists and want them to be on top. So
yes,
going to be a lot of fun. Yes, I know. And so I think this is going to be really, really amazing. And it's for all ages, as you mentioned. There's no profanity or anything. I'm 17, so I'm able to listen to this without a problem. So of all ages, and it's a lot of fun. Very excited.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes.
The way the fans and the friends can get involved, the artists and anyone who really wants to listen to the show and get updates, all they have to do is text GOLD to 411-247. And that's something that's also, this is also reiterated on the site in case you miss it. Just remember GOLD, the word GOLD, to 411-247 to register to vote. This will also register you to be able to receive contest updates and entry samples of the of the challengers who are entering the contest through your phone, and you'll be able to vote for your favorite song and your favorite artist. And also, there is an iPhone that is being offered as you'll be able to be eligible to win the iPhone 5. That's being offered to that's available and will be given to the fan or the voter that has the most votes or has contributed the most toward the artists that are will become finalists at the end of the program.
Oh, how cool, how cool. And the iPhone, win-win situation for everyone. You can vote and also the iPhone, which is really cool. And it's very easy. Just, you know, as you said, text GOLD to 411-247. Easy.
It is. We've made it as easy as possible. It should, and it should be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. It will
That's
be.
What
I know.
We're really looking forward to.
So what I was wondering, Malia, because you are one of the judges, what will artists be judged on?
So I think that's a question for CJ. CJ and I have not really gotten together and laid down the ground rules yet, but this is just as good a time as any. CJ?
Mm-hmm. I think so. I think it's fair to say that originality is definitely part of the criteria, I would imagine, as well as the quality of the production is one thing, and however, demos are being accepted as well. So I think the quality of the song and wonderful people like yourself, Malia, who have an ear and have been writing songs for years, you can hear you can hear a winner without it having a fabulous production. And I believe that. So I'm not limiting the entries to great productions of their songs. And then there's the audience appeal, of course, where the artists, the top 10 artists or finalists will be selected from the most votes that have been received over the period of the contest, which is from, by the way, it's from October 26th through January 18th is the period of time where submissions can be received and voted on by artists. So one more time, it starts October 26th is the actual voting period that starts, and the contest will run through January 18th, and we will stop accepting submissions from artists on December 31st.
All right. So please let all your friends know, your friend's mother's cousins know all of this so they can get involved. But as you mentioned, we already have some really amazing artists who've already submitted their music. And if you guys don't mind, I would like to play some of them, if that's all right.
Oh, I think it'd be awesome.
Little tidbits of each one. Awesome. All right, I'm ready. I like this. So let's first place Jeannie Lee Gogswell with her song, After the Fire. So let's take a little listen, a little tidbit of that. Here we go.
After the birds have flown, after the seasons all have passed, I will be waiting at home. And though my eyes be dimmed with age, and my stumbling steps be slow,
a little tidbit of After the Fire by Jeannie Lee Cogswell. That's beautiful. I like
it.
It is. Amazing. This is going to be a tough one for the judges, can I just say right now.
I think so. There's so much talent out there. I am just, it gives me goosebumps. I am just really excited to see them already starting to come in. And this is definitely going to be a challenge. I can see it coming.
I can see it too. Malia, you better be ready.
I'm ready. I am so ready, Miss Josie. I am so ready.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm not doubting that for a second. How about we play the next one here, Bonnie Ross with her song Shine. It's a little tidbit. Here we go. And that was Bonnie Ross and her song Shine. Wow, I am just crazy. This is awesome. I'm having so much fun grooving to these songs. It's not even funny. I probably look really special right now. So let's see here. We're going to play another one by Tim Garman with his song Blood Pressure. Yeah.
The doctor says that I need a pill. Said that I was severely ill. The 99 on the bottle was fair. It makes me dizzy when I think of that. He said that I got to stop in my track. Forget the past and just see where I'm at. Look at my habits, it made me a list. But I didn't tell him that it was your kiss. You got my blood pressure going so high. When I look into your beautiful eyes, it makes my heart beat twice as fast. You gotta give me a cardiac arrest. When I am near you, I just can't get free. Oh, that is what you do to me. You gotta kill me if I don't say goodbye. You got my blood pressure high.
That's catchy. That was Blood Pressure by Tim Garvin. I like it. And we actually have one more here tonight that we are going to play. A little tidbit of Dan Oswald with his song. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Know that love you don't do anything.
That was Dan Oswald with his song. So that's amazing. So those are what we have so far. And as you could tell, we only have four so far, and it's already getting really hot. It's true. See, and it hasn't even started yet. So, but really quick, though, I want to just give out, you know, anyone who wants to join us, please submit for the Dream Quest Challenge for Season 1 of Journey to Gold. All you have to do is go to the website, www.journeytogold.com. Click on the picture link for the Dream Quest Challenge. You have to click on my face, pretty much. And once you get to that page, just click where it says submit your music, then tell us your story, and we'd love to hear it, and then send your music. So it's so easy. Just follow the simple directions on the page. We need you to go submit right now. Do not hesitate. Get your story to us today. I would love to hear it, and your music. Join these amazing artists so far. I'm ready. Awesome. CJ, I really quick want to ask you again to please let us know the basics. Where will it air again, and when it'll be, and when's the last date you could submit?
Well, the actual contest begins October 26th through January 18th, and that's when the judges will actually announce the winner. Submissions will be accepted up until December 31st, 2012. And they can easily submit their entries for consideration and for online voting all the way up until the end of the year. And then the winner will be announced on January 18th.
All right. That's going to be so much fun. I'm so, so excited. And is there anything else, CJ Malia, that you guys want to say or mention before we say goodnight here?
That everyone should get involved. This is your opportunity to be heard. And thanks to CJ and Journey to Gold, this is being made possible. I'm looking forward to it. CJ?
I am too. Thank you so much, Malia. And thank you, Josie, for your time, and thank all you listeners. Come on board. Let's have some fun. Join the challenge and let people hear your music. It is, we intend to get the word out to everyone, everybody. We're looking at reaching millions, and that is our goal. So come on board.
Come on board. Yeah, I am so, so excited. Thank you guys so, so much. And also the judges, Malia McKinney, Polly Carmen, and Lou Marklin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome. And I'm going to be the host. Yes, it's going to be so much fun. I'm so ready. Remember, www.journeytogold.com. Check it out. Awesome. Thank you guys so, so much. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.